Let's turn now in our Bibles, please, to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 3. In your Scofield Reference Bible, page 358, we'll be reading four verses. We'll read them responsively, starting with verse 17 through verse 20. 2 Samuel, chapter 3, verses 17 through 20, page 358. The text verse is the 18th verse. Take note of that, please, and let's stand for the reading of God's Word. And Abner had communication with the elders of Israel, saying, "Ye sought for David in times past to be king over you. Now then do it, for the Lord hath spaken of David, saying, By the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel out of the hand of the Philistines, and out of the hand of their enemies." And Abner also spake in the ears of Benjamin. And Abner went also to speak in the ears of David in Hebron all that seemed good to Israel, and that seemed good to the whole house of Benjamin. So Abner came to David to Hebron, and 20 men with him. And David made Abner and the men that were with him a feast. Let's pray. Father, this morning, of course, still lingers in our memory as a tremendous and great service that we're assembled again in the same place, and we need the same kind of thing this evening. We pray for your Spirit's power and blessing and help, and you have something special for us. Help us to be of a mind and a heart to receive that which you have. It's our preacher, the preaching. Help every listener in Jesus' name. Amen.
And as I often say, that was a beautiful duet. Awful hard to hear it, though, with the fellow hollering in the middle and Bob messing it up. But I'm sure as you read the scripture a while ago, you picked out the text because of the startling statement made. 18th verse of the 3rd chapter, 2 Samuel, where Samuel says, "Now then do it, for the Lord has spoken." Now then do it, for the Lord has spoken. That's both the text and the title of my message tonight. Now then do it, for the Lord hath spoken. I want to say this. Every problem that you have in your life is caused because you don't do it what the Lord has spoken. That's every problem. I mean, the truth is, every problem in life is caused because we do not do what we know we ought to do, what God has made plain in the Bible. I want everybody to listen tonight, every teenager, every child. I want the boys and girls to listen. You can color when you get home. I want you to listen. I believe that everybody ought to hear what God has to say tonight from His Word and through His simple servant. Now, Holy Spirit, I do not have time to say all that I want to say. I need to know tonight what to leave out and what not to leave out. I need to know when to pause for a while and stress a point, underline a sentence or two, and what to pass over.